Welcome to a very special edition of College Crosscast. This is the live edition of our show on Selection Sunday as we figure out who's going to be in this year's NCAA tournament. I am Ryan McDonald.
Live from the Syracuse locker room, I am Chris Jastrzemski.
Live from the site of the Ivy League tournament. You hadn't heard yet, it was in Manhattan. I'm Adam Epstein.
Oh, and it's your boy, Ari Barrister. And Trent, Jake, I thought you were going to go. I always go clean.
I already went.
My bad. Oh, this is a great start to the show. Like,
this is fantastic.
Nobody listens right at the beginning anyway. We got to build the audience.
Yeah. I mean, if you're listening to the podcast version, then you're going to be a little out of luck. But at that token, you should have been watching us anyway, so whatever. Time for College Crosscast, the 2018 Selection Sunday live special. And thank you everybody for joining us. We've got some viewers. We got four viewers. That's a good start. We'll build that up as we spam you as the night progresses.
Who is doing it that time? Your birds, for them.
Me. It's beautiful. Spring is in the air.
It's actually kind of chilly out here.
But what a fantastic start, folks. We made it.
We're at Selection Sunday, and we'll go over the conference tournaments in a second. The bubble has more or less popped.
Well, yeah. Adam, I wanted to ask you, did you see any Ivy League, like, you know, when they have, like, races, they put, like, banners near, like, light poles, just to, like, remind, did you see, like, any notice that the Ivy League tournament was in Columbia?
No, but I'm also on the literal other end of Manhattan, so I don't know. Like, I'm downtown, and Columbia is way, way up, like, in Washington Heights.
I must ask as well, when have you watched SNY, did they have any Ivy League lacrosse coverage?
Starting hot.
I'll tell you if I ever watched SNY. I don't think I've seen SNY in about 13 years or so. So,
by the way, their website has an outdated Knicks logo and an outdated Islanders logo.
That's an astute observation because they were minor tweaks in this past decade.
Throwing heat.
Yeah, this is exactly what we'd expect out of some of us on this. But otherwise, I guess given that we're live and we got 57 minutes to kill, shall we dissect the conference tournaments?
Wild weekend.
Why not?
Multiple overtimes on Thursday night. Just great, great it's, ending to the season.
Saturday morning.
Well, Saturday was a good morning wake-up call to you.
All right, we'll start off with the MAAC because there's quite a bit of ham sandwiches to go around. On Thursday, Canisius beat Quinnipiac 11-10. Quinnipiac, noted safe sleeper and the one seed. So the Griffs take them out. Then Detroit Mercy beat Monmouth 12-9. And in the final, they needed overtime once again, but Canisius, on one of the most bizarre ways to end an overtime, Canisius takes the conference crown and the auto bid, beating the Titans 10-9. And thus the Griffs in, it was a transition year for them. New coach in Coach Miyashita.
Miyashita.
I pronounced it wrong, but the Griffs into the NCAA tournament, most likely into the play-in game, but into the NCAA tournament nonetheless.
Assuming they get past the playing game, you will see the best player in the country that you don't know about, which is Connor Kiernan.
Connor Kiernan should be a third-team All-American.
One of his teammates was chirping us way back when that somebody should have drafted him in our fantasy league, which lasted about a month. But he's not
generous. Somebody probably how long the fantasy league lasted.
Good times. Fantasy
league. I think I picked Canisius. I'm going to have to roll back the tape on our last podcast.
Someone picked him.
Let's see, because we do have the Instagram page that we occasionally update, and we put up the predictions on there.
I remember pointing out that they
I want to say it was me.
One of two teams that had...
You did pick them. You did pick them. At least to beat Quinnipiac or whoever it is.
Devin Hopkins.
From the past week, yeah.
There's 40 points.
No one picked him.
That was the preseason ones.
That's the preseason.
I think we were talking about last week's.
Chris, did you just tweet that, right? Or is that on the Instagram?
The what?
Oh, the, like, our conference tournament.
Oh, no, we just said conference preseason.
We're talking about from the beginning of the season.
Oh.
All right, well, moving on. So, Canisius into the NCAA tournament and a wild championship game, too.
Yeah, that's a tough way to end your season on that, winning the faceoff and then turning it over in your own end. But, you know, that's the game.
That's life. Sometimes it sucks to be in that scenario.
All right, moving on to the SoCon Lacrosse Fever. We had Richmond and Furman. Richmond doubled them up 16-8 in the first semifinal. In the second semifinal, Duval Jacksonville beats High Point 12-11 in overtime. And the overtime madness, you get in the theme here, continued on Saturday in the championship game, where Richmond comes away with the victory 11-10 in overtime. So the Spiders heading to the NCAA tournament.
Quite a turnaround for Richmond. They were having a rough start to their season, and they're on fire right now.
They went 2-3 to begin the season. Then they only got two more losses to Furman. That was the only surprising loss, and then Virginia, the four-goal loss. But then other than that, sweeping the rest of SoCon play, beating a good Jacksonville team that kind of had an upstart start. They were kind of an upstart team. And it looked like maybe it would have been same old Richmond again, where they reach the conference championship and they fall to Jacksonville. Well, this time it would be Jacksonville, but Teddy Hatfield, probably their best player on this team, the game winner. I think they might make noise. I know they're going to be probably in the playing game, you would probably assume, with Canisius. They could make it a tough game for Maryland if they are... Well, whoever the top seed is, if it is Maryland. Let's say it is Maryland and Canisius and Richmond are the playing game. I think they might have a good, decent shot at making it an interesting game.
I don't know. I feel like Maryland, coming off of a loss, are going to just decimate whoever they play. But Richmond's good enough to make it, like, respectable. I mean, they're not going to get, like... blown out by 15 or anything, but you know, they can make it like a 5 or 6 goal game, probably. Richmond's good enough to make it like respectable. I mean, they're not going to get like...
All right, we'll move on now to the NEC, because that was another one that went a little bit nuts yesterday. In the semifinals, St. Joe's held serve against Sacred Heart 11-9. And then Robert Morris beating Bryant 12-5. So the Bryant clamp down on the NEC comes to an end there. And then in the title game, when Philly meets Pittsburgh in a postseason involving scoring goals, probably bet on Pittsburgh. And now is the case here, as Robert Morris beats St. Joe's 9-8 once again in overtime. So Bobby Moe and the Colonials heading to the tournament.
Brian, no one understands what you just said.
Because the Flyers lost to the Penguins and St. Joe's lost.
Ryan, no one cares.
One of the best stories of the season, I think. A, I just want to give a little bit of condolences to St. Joe's again making to the NEC final, and again kind of losing in heartbreaking fashion. Chris, what is this, 4 out of 5 years now?
Yes, 4 out of 5 for St. Joe's, and every one of those years they have fallen short in the championship game.
Absolutely. So, like, you know, just tough loss. You know, obviously Bob Morris earned the win, but, you know, you just feel bad for St. Joe's, who actually had a great comeback this season after, you know, that winless streak at the beginning in the first few weeks. One of the hottest teams in the country, if not the hottest, going into their championship game. But, hey, we've always liked Robert Morris. They've been a fun team to follow. Just able to cap it off with just a really dramatic overtime win, you know, essentially on the road. You know, it's kind of going to be like really interesting team if they can make it in the tournament. They've beaten a couple of real tough teams. They play tough against Rutgers. You know, they got that win over Penn State earlier in the year. So, like, you know, they're not that scared of, you know, a big conference team. So it would be really, you know, they may not be the team that you want to see if you're like you know, a high seed of 2 or 3. Like, I, you know, it would be kind of tough. You know, Jake made a good point about, like, slowing them down. Like, you can kind of grind them out. But, like, hey, they win this one, you know, pretty low-scoring game. So, yeah, you know, it's going to be really fun to see them in the tournament. I'm happy they made it.
I got breaking news over here, guys. Our pizza just came in. I think it's Papa John's pizza. But we'll see how it.
Yeah, that's what happens when varsity's
closed. Wow,
close
you guys are
Sunday.
Definitely not getting a Hold home on, game Tucker. Now.
Is that Papa John's?
Fresh hop. I don't know where that is, but it's better than
Papa John's. Just reeks of away game.
More to come.
Did you say fresh hop?
Yeah, what's fresh hop? I've never heard of that pizza.
I don't know.
Well, at least it's not
is
Papa
it John's. Faye
it's not Papa John's. It's good enough.
Well, as I said, if varsity was open on Sundays, you go for varsity, but varsity's not open on Sundays. So.
It's also
yet another example of Ryan mentioning something no one knows anything about.
Knows.
I know. It's,
Syracuse
it's an overrated
fans
pizza
know.
Place. Yeah.
Hit that like button if you're a Syracuse people that know what varsity is. Hit that like or heart or whatever floating things that pop up on Facebook like you're watching a Major League Baseball game to block.
Got a lot of interesting comments in the Facebook section too right now.
Yes.
Our good boy James C. Baker.
Yeah, we'll get some if we have some time before the selection show, we'll take some questions and everything. But I guess we'll move on. We're doing terrible radio, so we apologize in advance for everybody. Let's go.
I wanted to know what kind of pizza it was, so I thought that was useful too.
That's the most pressing question of the evening. Is what does Desco put on its pizza?
Yeah.
Probably something gross.
Chris, why do you tell us about Senior Day? Oh, well, we'll get to the extra game.
We got conference championships to still talk about. We'll go to the Colonial next. In the first semifinal, UMass beats Hofstra 10-6, so the Minutemen avoid any complete stomping at the heart of Hofstra, like a last-second goal like they did last year or the year before. But the Minutemen take care of business there. And then Towson goes to overtime against Delaware and grabs a victory 9-8. But the captain's ship would sink in the final by the Gorillas. So think Planet of the Apes on a C. I've just come up with your sequel, Hollywood. And UMass beats Towson 12-8. So the Minutemen will be returning to the NCAA tournament for the first time since 2012, I believe.
Yeah.
Was that the undefeated year?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I'll go with the B-Live right now.
Yeah, UMass now owns the nation's longest winning streak at 11.
Okay.
UMass has 4 losses this year. 2 of them are to Yale and Albany. So that gives you an indication. They've lost 2, I guess, bad losses on there against Army and Harvard. But other than that,
UMass
everyone they should have taken care of.
Yeah, UMass is a team that's going to be sent to a higher seed, most likely Yale, but it's a team you definitely don't want to play first round.
I think it's becoming clear that there are no teams you really want to play first round because the teams that made the tournament are hot.
Yeah, I mean,
maybe just a play-in winner, but that's about
it. Look, you get the play-in game, you get, you know, that's the appeal of getting the one seed these days is you get, you know, an easier. But I mean, look, the 2 seed has lost this decade 3 times. Out of 8 years? It's 8 years. 3 times in 8 years, a 2 seed has lost in the first round.
Absolutely. It's one of, like, almost a bankable,
probably going to get some upset because there's just not. I mean, last year went, you know, according to chalk for the most part. But 2016, you had Denver lose to Towson. You had 2015 was another year that you had 5-seed Duke lose to Ohio State in a blowout. 2014, you had 2-seed Syracuse lose to Bryant. 2013, you almost had Notre Dame lose to Detroit Mercy that year. You know, so yeah, I mean, you keep going back and you can see, Massachusetts was back in 2012 undefeated. They lost to Colgate that year. You know, so I mean, look, UMass is going to be a difficult team to play. They haven't given up 10 goals since March 31st against Drexel, and they've scored since during their winning streak. They've only scored below 10 two times. So they've a really well balanced team. They swept the Colonial, clean sweep, the whole way through. So I mean, yeah, I mean they're going to be a difficult team to play, but in this era, you know, like. Not even just in the 16-team era, but just in the last, you know, this decade, last 7-8 years, there's probably going to be an upset somewhere along the line.
I was reading on Twitter that there's a small but not completely impossible chance that UMass actually ends up in the play-in game because they haven't beaten anybody. They have not beaten a good team.
I'd just be cruel to put a team that hasn't lost in 2 months.
Yeah.
In the playing game, well, you sweep your conference, completely.
I have them right now. If I don't even want to talk about that, right? Prediction right now. I have them playing Yale, the 5-seed.
Yeah, I think they're going to Yale.
Yeah, I think.
No matter where Yale falls.
I don't know why people would think they would be in the playing game, and I get maybe it's the Canisius Richmond thing is there.
UMass's RPI right now is.
What is it, like 20-something?
21.
Yeah, UMass is 21. Yeah. Richmond's 29. You know, it's not going to be Rob Morris. Rob Morris is inside the top 20 in the RPI.
Yeah. Richmond fly to Canisius? Or
yeah, that would
do
be
they have good. To? I wonder if they avoid that.
I mean,
where's
Canisius? Canisius is in by Buffalo.
So yeah, that's a flight.
That's gonna be a flight. Do they want to pay for a flight for a playing
game?
Realize they have to fly back, and then get ready on a short rest to play Maryland.
Yeah, I mean Pittsburgh to Buffalo. Robert Morris would make the most sense on a travel wise.
No,
that
Morris,
makes
Robert
no
Morris
sense
is
on a
top
right.
20 in RPI.
Right, that's what I'm saying. That's not gonna be a
Robert
playing
Morris
game. But I'm just saying
that's
with the NCAA's archaic travel rules.
Yeah. Do the travel rules count for the playing game? I thought they didn't.
I thought they didn't either.
I don't know. I don't think they do.
I mean, what if the teams are just from all over the country? Like, they can't plan that.
Yeah.
I think they'll do. Whatever. Let's carry on before we get any more bracketology.
I just would like to mention that the year after he got a contract extension, Seth Tierney won 6-8.
In the America East.
Throwing that out there.
In the America East, Vermont beats Stony Brook 8-4, so the Catamounts are able to get one more game in their pretty magical season, to say. And then Albany took care of business against UMass Lowell. It got a little hairy, but the Danes were able to pull away in the fourth quarter. So Albany 15, UMass Lowell 10, no more John Cena music on the year. Sorry, everybody.
Dun, 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 dun.
And in the final, Albany put on its work gloves and took care of business. 14-4 over Vermont, so the Great Danes prevent any bid stealing and get that done.
Nothing explanatory. I don't really think Albany blew Vermont out before. Well, the UMass Lowell game was a little bit concerned, but that was without Connor Fields, which was probably a smart decision by Scott Maher on his part to sit him out.
Would everybody stop with the without Connor Fields thing? They were playing UMass Lowell. They should be able to destroy that team without their entire starting lineup. I'm tired of the excuses with Fields in Albany. I'm tired of it. Every team has major injuries, okay? Every team. Nobody's given Hopkins credit because Shaq Stanley broke his rib cage. Come on, let's go.
We'll do the Big Ten because the Big East has the bracket, some big bracket implications. So we'll go to the Big Ten. Maryland beats Rutgers 12-9, and Johns Hopkins beats Ohio State 6-5 on a wacky and game-winning goal, deflected here, there, everywhere, but Hopkins came away with the victory on that goal, so that set up the rivalry, which Hopkins would win last night 13-10, so Hopkins wins their first Big Ten title. That being said, Rutgers and Ohio State, this was their big opportunity, and neither were able to come away with victories. I think Ohio State was the one probably kicking themselves a little bit more because they were so close.
They got out at the right time.
Yeah, even in that game they were so close, but yet it's so far because there are no moral victories in lacrosse.
My question is, so long stick defenseman Freddie Freibot was suspended. If they don't make the tournament, is he suspended for their first game in 2019?
Well, he's a senior.
Okay, so is he?
No, he's
first MLL or NLL game.
More than likely,
his first summer league game.
Never mind then.
His first.
I'm looking at Ohio State's resume, and I mean, they've been getting a lot of heat this week for like still being in the tournament, but I just don't really see it. I just, you know, that Hopkins loss. I think if they would have just made the Big Ten tournament championship game, that may have edged them enough, you know, because that would have given them just like an RPI bump just for playing Maryland, period. But it's going to be crazy where a year where I still think Big Ten was easily the best conference, really right now we're looking at like a 2-2 team.
Well, no,
big,
I mean, look.
Which is
the Big Ten is probably or should get the top two seeds. And that's the reason why they didn't get – look, if Maryland and Hopkins were not as good and were Syracuse and Duke instead, Ohio State and Rutgers might be in the tournament.
Because they would have beat them, yeah.
Yeah, but Maryland and Hopkins are both really, really good. And so they took care of their business instead of, you know, coughing it up. And so instead, you know, that's what happened. The ACC got four in because it basically cannibalized itself and gave, you know, opportunities for Notre Dame and Virginia to get RPI boosts.
Wow, Jake on the scene of a fire. This is this
hot take, Jake.
Well, Maryland and Hopkins, I mean, again, like, yeah, I mean, if Maryland had dropped, you know, a game to Rutgers at some point in, like, one of the games of the regular season or dropped the Big Ten tournament,
So, I'm reading our Facebook comments right now, if I may interrupt a little bit, with our good guy, Scott Hensley from NPR Health.
Hi, Scott.
He has, I can confirm, Freddie Freibert has been suspended for life.
Yeah, he got suspended, like, 3 days ago.
For life, yes.
And our good friend Hoya Sucks thinks we're in an episode of Cops.
I would love that. That would be great.
Live PD, live podcast coming this summer.
First off, we're a live PD podcast, honestly. So like, let's just keep the branding right. The thing I love about the ACC is that they're going to get three, maybe four teams in, and their best wins are all inter-conference wins.
Yes,
like,
it's not a conference. They're not good.
Hot take, Cannon. The Big East is the best conference, and we were wrong all along with the ACC and the Big Ten.
I said the Big East was good a couple months ago. That train from the beginning.
The Big East has one good team, Georgetown.
Yeah, the Big East is not good.
Do they have any good teams?
Let me roll it back to Ohio State for a second.
I don't want to play Georgetown. I don't mean like, you know what I'm saying? Like they're just going to grind you out. Like they're fine playing. Like,
well, I was serious. They're good. They're the only good team in the conference.
Probably.
We'll get to the Big East in a second, but quick note on Ohio State.
I don't think they're going to get in, but they do. They are the only team on the bubble with a top five win. So
that be Maryland.
That'll be the justification.
And what other point?
They'd be the lowest at 18. They'd have the lowest RPI of any team that got in since like Notre Dame in like 2009 or 10 or something. Like, If the committee cares about RPI as much as we're led to believe, it'd be hard to see a team with the 18th RPI getting.
Because all I'm thinking is Nova's big win over Yale, I mean, doesn't look that great now. Yale's only like 6 RPI. Rutgers' biggest win of the season is Syracuse.
Syracuse at, what, 11?
Which is an 11 RPI. Like, okay. I think you're right. I think, well, I'm just looking. I'm on laxpredictions.com. So I like their breakdown and stuff. But like, I think you're right, Jake. Like, whoever said that one point about getting a top five win for Ohio State, like, just that one win for Maryland may tip the scales to put them in.
I mean, if we're looking at it, Rutgers is 15th in RPI. Villanova's 12th. Rutgers, they played 3 games against teams in the top 5 and lost all of them.
Once again, if Rutgers wins one game, they get in. This is like the third year in a row we're talking about this.
The first year that they missed, they got unlucky that.
Yeah,
Rutgers is the next Hofstra, I'm telling you.
And then last year was a mix of both. Last year, they would have got in if Denver didn't lose the Big East tournament. And they should have beaten Maryland, and they didn't. So this year, really, it's on them. This bubble is terrible.
Yeah.
Everyone left it open for everyone else, and Rutgers couldn't take care of it. Same thing for Bucknell. Like, if Bucknell doesn't get in, they'll probably say, "Oh, we beat Yale and Loyola." Yeah, and you lost to BU in the Patriot League tournament.
The quarterfinals.
It's so fitting, though, because nobody took advantage of being on the bubble and winning their games, and then it closed.
Yep, we'll get to that in a second with the last two. Yes.
All those teams got what they deserved.
Yeah, nobody took advantage except for the next two teams we're going to talk about getting an auto bids. And you know what? The bubble collapsed. It's on you. It's not somebody else's fault that nobody took advantage of their semifinal. Nobody got that big win in their semifinal to bolster their case. Never mind winning the auto bid.
Fortune favors the bold. So don't lose in the first round of your tournament, conference tournament.
Like in the big,
It's good. Like, we were sitting here like pouring over completely mediocre resumes, and then Georgetown and Cornell went and
took care of it. Fire. Thank you, guys.
I can't wait to talk about Georgetown.
So we'll go to the Big East final. The Big East. Game one, Denver beats Marquette 10-7, so DU avoids the Marquette curse in the Big East Championship. Woo-wee. Georgetown beats Villanova at Villanova's home turf, 13-10. And then in the title game, because this is Denver in a Big East tournament, lay an egg. Georgetown 8, Denver 3.
Bill Tierney threw away again.
According to half of New Jersey, he did. He's keep on doing the dirty deeds from his Princeton days to keep Rutgers out or something or another. That's what the NJ.com comments led me to believe. So Georgetown steals the bid. So there's your bid stealer that we were looking for. And crunch the bubble up.
They looked genuinely good against Denver.
They've looked genuinely good for, like, most of the year, except for, like, 2 weeks there. Where they lost to Drexel and Marquette. Otherwise, they've looked really good all year.
That's true. This was the first game I actually watched them on TV live, and they were good. So, lived up to it.
Tough D. I mean, I think there's only, right, Jake, 3 games where they gave up, double digits. A couple in the early season.
But, I mean, there's some good efforts in there. They gave up Denver only 9 combined. Granted, Denver doesn't really have a good offense, but they only gave up 11 to Loyola, and Loyola can shoot the rock. You know, they put up some good efforts this year, you know. Held Villanova to 10 this week, and Villanova's got a capable, tricky offense to play.
And by the way, this is without Dan Beccaro.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's the impressive thing.
That's the impressive part.
This is how impressive this season is for Georgetown. They have a chance to eclipse the sum total of wins for the last 3 years, and they actually had a pretty good season like 3 years ago when they went like 10-6. But like the last 2 years have been like, even Hoya fans would admit, like abysmal. They've doubled the combined total of the last 2 seasons. Like, this is a great season for Georgia. I don't think they think that they're done. And like, they could be a sleeper Final Four team. I'm I'm dead serious. Just with that defense and, like, you know, this emotion of winning, I think
This was a put up or shut up. This was a put up or shut up here. It was time to. I mean, Georgetown should never be as bad as they were the last 2 years.
Never.
Inexcusable. And this was a real. There was some hype coming in on them. And I'll be the first one to admit, I was like, yeah, you know, it's Georgetown. We hear this every year. And look, and they had that mid-year kind of little slump, and they shrugged it off, won 5 in a row to end the year, won 6 of the last 7. That's the key in the tournament. It's, you know, unseeded teams have made runs.
A lot. Yes, they have.
There's been 3 or 4. Maryland. Kevin Warren did it on Maryland in 2011 and 2012, and he was defensive coordinator. Just kind of riding that tidal wave of emotion. Riding a nasty defense is unseeded, and they got, you know, the top 4. I'm like, does Georgetown get that far? I don't know. But, you know, the playbook is there. If you come in hot, you come in believing, and, you know, you've gotten – look, they have really good players. Jake Caraway was awesome against Denver, having to, you know, step up and take over the load now that Picaro's out. Lucas Wittenberg and Craig Burge both put up 41 points. They got 7 guys who scored more than 10 goals. All year they had 4 guys who had 20 assists. Picaro's out, so now they have 3. There is some real talent. They got a senior goalie, Nick Baracco, who played great. Yeah, there is something here for Georgetown. Again, like I said, you don't really want to play anyone in the first round because all these teams are good. But, yeah, I mean, there's someone. I mean, if they get sent to, like, a 2 seed or something, not saying that will happen, yeah, that's not the – it is not the opponent you want to see round 1.
Then, if that didn't cause enough panic on the bubble, the Ivy League did. On Friday night, we got treated to Yale 21, Penn 6. And then we were cursed with Cornell 7, Brown 4.
The worst game of all time.
And then, this morning, on an 8-goal run... The Cornell Big Red Machine is back. Let's get the music going. So the Big Red on the bubble. Let me get the music. Here we go. So the Big Red went from, being on the bubble. Are they in or are they out? Going to be a tough call. Most likely out. They're the one team on the bubble that took advantage and grab life by the horns. And the Big Red, 14-8 victors over the Elis, and Cornell will be in the NCAA tournament.
The less said about that Brown game, the better. This was a great performance. They were hungry. The defense was terrific. Defense was terrific really all weekend, even in the Brown game. They've had some, you know, that's kind of the underrated thing. They've had a pretty solid defense all year long, even though, you know, T gets the attention. And that'll probably be the X factor, depending on who they play and where, whether maybe they get the 8 seed in the home game. That'll be the thing to look at, you know. I don't see anyone shutting off Jeff T. I think that was a thing where Brown didn't have the talent remotely to match up, and so they just said, let's try this, and Cornell let him run with it. I don't think they're going to play anyone who is going to shut him on. And he's a special player, but they've got some other really solid guys too. And yeah, you know, credit to him. A great year.
I just want to thank Cornell for making me look really good, for picking them to win this one. And Georgetown. I love you both. Oh, yes. I just want to say, you know, I'm not one to brag. I just wanted it on the record. That's the only reason I'm mentioning it. So, because you guys all told me Yale was the greatest team of all time, and they were just going
to false fact.
No, you were mocking you for picking them number 9 in a poll. They were obviously top 5.
Ryan, I'm talking. I'm just saying that I'm shocked.
You picked them to lose the Penn.
I'm saying I'm shocked that Yale lost. So, anyway, go ahead.
You picked them to lose the Penn.
But they lost eventually. That's the whole point.
If Sage was on the committee, Yale would not be playing next weekend.
I mean, really, does their resume merit?
He'd probably be in the playing game.
Do they merit a home game? It's a fair question.
In the safe PI, they're only 39.
I'm just playing the heel, folks. Just playing the heel.
They do. I mean, I know you're joking, but their resume isn't that close. I mean,
it's a little light. Is all I'm saying.
Does anybody have a good resume outside of Maryland and maybe Hopkins? Maybe
they could be the. They could end up as the 6 or 7 seed.
Possibly
not the 7. I mean, the 6.
I would say not the 7.
Yeah. Like they're not going. They're not going to be ranked below Loyola. I don't.
No.
That's saying who?
The 6 would be the lowest, and I mean, like.
I mean, their second biggest win is UMass, so I'm just saying.
It's their third biggest win.
UMass is their third biggest win, so I'm just saying.
Look, they're sixth in the RPI. They've got a top 5 win, which most teams don't. They've got 4 top 20 wins. Like personally, I would see them ahead of Notre Dame. I get the feeling the committee's going to see Notre Dame ahead of them. I wouldn't. But no, like worst case, they fall to 6. In which case, in some cases, it's like if you get the 4 or the 5, is it really that big a deal? You know, it depends on who you play, but is the difference between the 4 and the 5 really going to make like that much of a?
No.
I mean, like, look, last year Notre Dame and Denver, the 4 or 5. Notre Dame got Marquette, and Denver got Air Force. Like there was.
Sounds like it's getting crowded in the Syracuse locker room.
It is getting crowded. A lot of people are here.
Okay, so Chris, can we like settle what the pizza is? Like,
I just had a
slice.
Can you sample it for? Can you give us
it was,
a number?
It's a thicker slice of pizza. Soft pizza.
Give us a score.
Pan pizza.
You're mentioning like every possible pizza.
Can we get Desco in here for a pizza review, please?
Yeah. Well, it has cheese on it.
It has bread.
It also got wings. They are good.
Oh, what type of wings? Are they honey barbecue? Are they buffalo? Are they hot, medium, spicy, nuclear?
They are buffalo wings. They are buffalo wings.
Hot, medium, spicy, and nuclear.
Medium, buffalo. Mild.
Buffalo, hot.
Yo, hey, just real quick. There's no way this volleyball game is live, right? This is a tape match,
there's,
right?
There's no chance. Is it beach volleyball?
No, it's college volleyball. No, this is from last night. Yeah, it's the men's college volleyball tournament.
Okay.
Oh, cool.
So that'll be – so we'll be good to go at 9. All right. All right, so on that note, also there was some non-con games. It's the ACC Patriot League Challenge weekend. Yesterday, Notre Dame's offense continues to click, 17-5 over Army. Syracuse.
I just want to say to Notre Dame fans, I never lost faith in your offense. I was always a big fan of it. So what up, Mr. Corrigan? So I just want to put that on the record as well. So.
And similarly, Syracuse
Safe would like you to know that he has never once been wrong.
Not once this season. Thank you, Georgetown, and thank you, Cornell. I love you both. And Hopkins. Because even Adam and I, we were talking earlier this season, we're like in a fever dream, like kind of talks, like 11-2, you know, those kind of great season. I was like, if everything fell right. And like, it's starting to be, you know. They're starting to be one of the, I don't want to say favorites, but they look good.
Let's okay, we got things to talk about here. Syracuse beats. Syracuse avoids the Quinkesnik warning and avoids disaster against Colgate 17-5 there as well. And today Duke beats BU 13-9. But apparently that's a moral victory for BU, according to Marissa. Hi, Marissa. We know you're listening. They won the second half or something, we know. Leads us to Selection Sunday, where the bubble more or less popped because of Cornell and Georgetown, mercifully, because good God, this bubble was just not taking advantage of any situations. So we're kind of looking at last team in. The numbers would suggest Villanova. If the committee's heart says otherwise, Ohio State might have a shot. Maybe Rutgers, maybe Bucknell, but...
Would you say there's multiple teams looking at one spot left?
No.
Would you possibly say it in that kind of way? Because
no.
That's
not
what it
really.
Seems like what we're saying right now.
I'm trying to build up some drama, but most likely no. The real drama is going to be in the seedings.
Because I think you can make a case against, like, a lot of the, like, because Villanova has kind of a bad loss to Brown. Obviously, Rutgers has two kind of bad losses, right? I guess Princeton is not a bad loss anymore. Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. But they don't have two, right? Like, last week we were staring at two bad losses for Rutgers. Now I guess Princeton is like not a bad loss.
I mean, it depends on how you. If it's losses below the 25 in RPI, then yeah. If it's below 30, no. Like Army is.
Because Ohio State's worst loss, I guess, would be Marquette, right? But and Marquette's not that bad. Oh, Towson, yeah. But Towson's still 28, and Marquette's 24. Like they're still like not. You know, Brown is 35. Like that's kind of a bad loss.
Army's 39. And
where's
Boston used 32. So yeah, I mean, like Rutgers. Problem is if Rutgers has a shot, and I don't believe they do. Look, they got no top 10 wins, or I guess is Syracuse 10th or 11th?
They're 10th on or they're 11th on Lax predictions.
They're 10th on Lax film room, which I think actually is accurate, to be honest.
So yeah, okay, 10th gives you one, and that gives you in the conversation, because Bucknell's got two. Bucknell's got Yale and Loyola, and Villanova's got Yale. So, I mean, Rutgers, at least you got one that kind of, you know, puts you, you know, in the conversation in that regard. They all have two top 20 wins. Penn State falling out of the top 20 hurt both Rutgers and Villanova because they had that one. All we hear is the committee goes by the data. And if they go by the data, I don't see how Nova's getting left out. I'm not saying like if Nova got left out, I would be mad. Like I they've played poor lacrosse for, you know, the last month. Like I'm not saying like Nova losing would be like, oh my god, this is, you know, how do you leave them out? I'm just saying I don't see how it's, you know, goes on. Like, look, Nova lost five games this year. The Brown loss is bad, but the rest of them are all to teams who are going to be in the NCAA tournament. You know, to Maryland, and then Denver and Georgetown.
It could just be like a confluence of factors to bump Nova off. I guess I'm with you, Jake. I think, like, Nova was a good team, but, like, the way they ended the season not making, I think, is really big. Like not making
but none of
the
them.
Championship round of but your of, own tournament. And the 22. Either. Yeah, I agree. That's why I think, like, the end not even making their tournament is why I think like Ohio State right now is in a more of a driver's seat than Rutgers. And when you look at all the numbers,
they both made it. Rutgers and Ohio State both made it.
Oh, sorry.
You forgot Penn State lost to Michigan. And
yeah,
another team that didn't take advantage of their situation.
Well, yeah, I guess, yeah, Penn State's the real, the hard result. They're the one that is completely out. But yeah, I think like their strength of schedule is a little better than Nova's, and they don't have you know, the bad loss the Rutgers has, you know, with Army and I guess Princeton still like kind of a decently bad loss, but like I don't know. Oh, geez, this is 25, but like I don't know. I think Ohio State is like a little bit better off right now than either Nova or Rutgers.
I don't.
I think it's because their win over Maryland.
Huge. Okay. Ohio State's better off than Rutgers. But I don't know about Villanova.
Villanova, yeah, it's going to be tough. If any team's going to knock out Villanova, it would probably be Ohio State.
I don't see that. I know they beat Maryland. I know, but like Yale is still sixth in the RPI. They were still, you know, up until today when they lost, still a top five RPI win. Obviously, before they, you know, number one team. Like, it's not like Villanova and Bucknell don't have, like, you know, like, nothing there compared to, like, I was saying, Bucknell's got two. Again, if it's the data, the team that's 18th in RPI and 8-7 on the,
well,
on the record is.
They also have the highest average RPI win and loss of the bubble teams.
That's been thrown around, yeah.
Which I think that is a criteria that's used.
Before we get into the seeding and stuff, we got a couple questions from the peanut gallery. Jess Jasemski, I can't pronounce your last name, Chris, but hi, Mrs.
Dostrzemski.
Yes. Oh,
come on. It's 3 years. This is a third show.
Yes. Who lives next to a firehouse? WJ. And then also, do you think that Yale's been figured out, or were they just tired?
I think the former, but go ahead, Jake.
I think they just... No, I'm asking...
Exposed, I think is the term that she was looking for, but yeah. No, go ahead, Jake.
Never pay attention to anything Safe says.
I just talk to hear myself think sometimes, you know.
I think they just realized, like, at some point in that second half, this game wasn't as big to them as it was for Cornell. I mean, they look like a team who, like, look, they're in either way. They're going to get a seed either way, probably high. Like, Cornell really badly, you know, Cornell made every play. They made, you know, half field goal. I mean, Cornell threw the kitchen sink at him. I don't know, like, it's hard to win games, you know? Like, Maryland's didn't look good against in the second half against Hopkins. It's hard to beat a team like Hopkins twice in a week, you know? And for Yale, I mean, it's hard to go however many games, you know, in a row with a win. Like, it's sometimes, like, we always search for, man, why'd this team win? What does it say about them? I don't know, sometimes you just lose.
We have a hot take along tonight there in Towson, Maryland.
I hope this person's okay. Like, seriously.
Yeah. Also, apparently it was your dad, Chris, not your mom, that was commenting on it.
You said, Ryan, unbelievable.
Okay. Next up, Peter Bernard asks, is Denver really that good?
No.
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 They have the best face-off guy of all time. Without him, they're like 8-8. Sure.
Yeah.
And then Peter Frederick has a fun one. What's the worst case scenario for Memorial Day weekend in terms of TV friendly matchups?
Canisius Robert Morris?
I mean, what do you mean by like TV, like, you mean ratings, or you mean like what's the
watchability, like, I guess?
Yeah. I mean, in terms of ratings, it's like Yale, Cornell, and I don't know, two other teams.
Yeah. Denver.
Yeah, with like, okay, with all
small,
with all,
like, there's no disrespect. This has just been small fan bases Georgia sport.
Nothing but respect for Denver, but the lowest attended championship game is the one they were in.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's
and we crushed the Final Four numbers too.
Yeah, I mean, look,
so they can't score, so that's not good for TV.
No, I mean, yeah, if you're going by, like, what's the most, least entertaining team to watch, I don't know.
No disrespect to any of these teams. Denver, Syracuse, if they're turning the ball over every 2 seconds.
Syracuse turning the ball over 2 seconds, they're not going to get there.
No, let's say they catch fire, then they turn the ball over every 2 seconds in the semifinals.
Denver, Notre Dame could be a slow game. It could be.
Anybody is a slow game.
Yes, they're like, I don't know.
But I mean, it would have two coaches who wouldn't mind only two possessions per half, you know. So,
as a general rule, I don't give a crap about how fast you play, and the numbers bear out that how fast you play doesn't matter whatsoever. So, you know, like, that side of it to me doesn't really matter. I don't know, last year, you know, if you ask people last year, like, what's the slowest, most defensive-oriented Final Four you could find would be Maryland, Denver, Ohio State, Towson. And those two ended up being two good games. So.
All right, I'll let
the
you guys...
The championship game kind of stunk.
Championship game wasn't good. The two semifinals were.
Yeah, they're okay.
All right, something to simmer
but
for the
championship game is almost never good because we asked them to turn around and play on, you know, however many hours notice.
All right, something to simmer on.
Hi, boys, I'm back.
You left?
Certainly been answered.
So what's happened since I left?
We answered some questions. Your dad, who we thought was your mom, asked a question.
Not we. You, Ryan.
Well, that's very, very interesting on that part.
How's any update on the wings and pizza condition? Or is it almost out? Did it get cold?
Pizza and wings are already gone. They went quickly.
What does Desko think?
John Desko actually did call. He said he wanted to make sure the food was okay, and he sent her wishes.
Not even there.
Not be on this podcast. Okay.
It's too late. The man has a point. He knows what he's talking about. It's 9 o'clock. It's ridiculous.
Quick other sport update. Vegas Golden Knights have scored. Marshawn.
No, Ryan with the hockey again.
And in basketball, I believe the Rockets were up pretty big last time I checked. 43-30 in that. But something
people came here for lacrosse.
Yeah, so
it's always interesting what Ryan finds time for and what he doesn't have find time for.
Yeah.
So Ryan, who yells at us for not staying on schedule, just yells.
Yeah.
sorry, Sam, we gotta go.
All right, so something to simmer, the seating situation. Let's start with the 8 seed. Good God, you need to find a
Chris, you gotta mute. Give it up.
I'm
mute, dude.
I'm muted.
Getting rowdy there.
Just wait till they're dropping F bombs left and right.
Just wait till they find out they're going on the road to Denver.
I would actually take that over playing Cornell.
We're going to need the live reaction.
Speaking of which, the 8 seed conundrum: Denver, Syracuse, or Cornell? Discuss it amongst yourselves for a minute, because I'm just going to
Virginia's in there too.
Yeah, Virginia might be in the hunt too. So
that
last seeded
spot. Oh. Virginia's in the hunt for a home game? I thought last week I was attacked for that comment as well. So,
no, they're not really. They're not
in the hunt.
But, no, I feel. I think, like, right, Syracuse, right, I think it's kind of going to – Syracuse hosting Denver wouldn't be a bad – interesting, like, first-round match, but I don't know if, like – because I just don't really think either of those teams, like, really had that – like merit, and like you could say, oh, absolutely, this team deserves a home game for the first round. So I could see either team. I could see Syracuse flying all the way to Denver, which would be great, and I could see Denver coming over to the East. But I mean, that's how I kind of feel about number 8 spot. I think Virginia's like on the outside looking in.
I got a feeling that it's going to be Cornell. They're going to weigh the conference championship win and the way that they're playing recently, the win over Yale. I think they're going to weigh that heavily.
Cornell.
It's so close. I think Cornell's going to slip in, honestly.
I think Cornell gets it, too.
They beat Syracuse, right?
If Virginia gets it, it's because of the strength of schedule, which is 3. Actually, Cuse is 1. Yeah, so if it's Cuse or Virginia, that's the deciding factor. Is the strength of schedule is 1-3, and Denver's and Cornell's are 15-17.
I'm pretty confident it's not going to be the UPA. I think if it's not Denver, it's going to be Syracuse or Cornell, and the Cornell win over Syracuse, and the recent state of play is going to give it to them.
Yeah, I think we're likely getting...
And again, I mean, it could be either Syracuse or Cornell.
Yeah, because I think either way, it could be. I think they're going to try and get a Central New York derby because of travel costs, but if they want to avoid rematches, I think they'll send Denver or send one of them to Denver. And then I don't know who would slot into the other slot. Maybe Nova. That's not that far of a travel, I guess. I don't know. We'll see.
I think UVA would go to Loyola. Like, Nova was in line for, like, that, you know, I don't know, like, 7-8 matchup, but then they lost, and they kind of fell off a bit in some of the metrics, and so I'm guessing they go to one of the top 4. Or, like, maybe the 5.
Yeah, so we got another 7 minutes.
You have more questions.
Have you done my bracketology yet? Do we want to go over that a little bit quickly? Before, or are we going to wait for a little?
Yeah, sure.
I want to hear about your senior day, too.
Yeah, well, how was your senior day that you thankfully went to instead of blowing Desco off to see the Sixers lose?
Well, they lost, and that was bad. It was good. Parents walked. I got a big fat hat, apparently, which was a shock. we won by 12. And shout out to the beer garden on in Armory Square. A very, very good place to get beer. And only beer, because it's what they only sell, beer.
Which place is this?
Very, very good. And then all of a sudden, you also had my parents go to Harry's late at night. And now they're best friends with the owner. So what a time to be alive.
Where did they go to make the blow-up doll of your face? Or the blow-up?
I have no clue.
Maybe the Marshall Square Mall, because they used to do those when those were all the rage during basketball games when I was there.
Do you still have it? Did they bring it home with them?
Oh yeah, they brought it home, but I wanted to. I think they'll be up next week anyway, so I can just steal it from them and just put it wherever. I'll put it in my apartment whenever I get a job.
Yeah. HireChris.com.
Yes. HireChrisStremski.com. So, do we want to do the bracketology that I have right now?
Yes, because we only have 6 minutes, so...
Yeah, it's 5. So we'll start with... And I hope you guys can hear me, because we are getting a lot of rowdier, and everyone's watching this beach volleyball game from yesterday. Right now, I have Maryland number one. They would be playing the winner of Canisius Richmond, the Max SoCon winner. That would be... And then... the 8th seed would be Cornell hosting Syracuse. The winners would be playing May 20th in Annapolis. I have the 4th seed Duke playing Georgetown, the Big East AQ winner. And then Yale, the 5th seed, playing UMass, the CAA winner. They would all meet May 19th, which is a fun date if you're Kane and Hempstead. And then the bottom of the bracket, I have 3rd seed Hopkins playing Villanova, which is the last team in. Number 6, Notre Dame, would be playing Denver because it's a match made in heaven, and it's pretty obvious that that's going to happen. They'd meet May 20th in Annapolis. Albany would play America East champion, would play Robert Morris, the NEC champion, Loyola, Virginia. Winners would meet May 19th.
I think every single bracketology has Loyola and Virginia, which means they're not going to play.
Yeah, remember last year when we all thought Loyola was going to play Towson, and then they didn't?
No,
why?
Or Towson playing like, Hopkins.
We all share your opinion.
But remember the fun we had last year, and I thought they were sending Towson either Loyola. But
Ryan was the one who flipped out when Hopkins got a home game. Just went apoplectic.
Yeah.
Well, hey, at least I don't have Ohio State in this prediction, which makes it like the only correct one that we have. Because if you think Ohio State's going to make it, then you're an idiot. Or Cuse as the 7th seed.
Who has Cuse as the 7th seed?
Inside lacrosse.
Oh, God.
Over at Loyola, who's the 8th seed.
Wow.
That one's a fun one.
Just wow.
So I guess... yeah, let's do the so Stevens has Patrick Stevens at Lacrosse Magazine. He's got Maryland against Richmond Canisius. Denver is the 8 against Cornell. Yale is the 5 against Villanova. Notre Dame is the 4 against UMass. Duke is the 3 against Georgetown. Albany is the 6 against Syracuse. Loyola is the 7 against Virginia. And Hopkins is the 2 against Bobby Moe. And then inside Lacrosse's bracketology, they have number 1 Maryland against Canisius Richmond, then Loyola's the 8 against Cornell, Yale's the 5 against Virginia, 4 Duke against Ohio State, 3 Hopkins against Robert Morris, 6 Notre Dame against Denver, number 7 Syracuse against Georgetown, and 2 Albany against UMass.
Pat Stevens has Albany as a 6.
Yeah, no Stevens way. Has him as a 6.
That's weird.
That feels low.
That's not going to happen. No chance. I could see them maybe slipping to 4, but not beyond that. No way.
They're what, 2 in RPI?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How would they be a 6 seed with a 2 RPI?
I like Pat a lot, but his reasoning has been, like, I don't know, like, shaky. Like, at some point he says it's all about the RPI, and that's why Penn's in. And then it's like, okay, what's not the RPI? And then it's, you know...
I mean, the only thing I could see him doing that is if, like, in past years, the NCAA doesn't tend to reward teams from lower conferences. But even still, that seems kind of low, given that Albany's got a great
Albany's got RPI. Top
20 wins, yeah. Got
I think he's RPI. Putting too much...
They beat Maryland.
Too much stock in the Connor Fields injury and assuming that the committee is going to rank them lower because of the you know... unknown surrounding his status. I have a feeling that's not going to matter at all, but you know, we'll see.
Oh, we have 1 minute, boys.
My God.
system. If somebody's like several seconds ahead, We need to figure it out quickly.
Okay, so we'll do it right now. Yay, Long Beach State won.
Yep, Long Beach State did win.
The beach.
I'm behind on this end, by the way, so.
I just got the commercials.
Oh, well.
Or, I mean,
right, I got the NCAA yeah. bumper now.
Yeah.
I'm behind all you guys.
I got Chris Cloutier cutting down the net.
I'm not up there yet. I'm at...
Is that going to be the only North Carolina mention of them in the NCAA tournament this year? Just that
I got the shovel goal by Thompson.
They're showing a DeHogan Danico goal from fall ball, so that's where we're at right now.
Okay, I'm on Gargate. Okay, Cloutier now. Scott Moore not happy. I don't know. We're kind of all over the place, it sounds like, doesn't it?
Ryan, you're leading the way.
All right.
Yeah, so, I guess we're just going to go off your screen then, Ryan. All right.
I just got the NCAA bumper. So yeah. I'm way behind.
We have Tierney mad. That's hilarious. They had the word mad while Bill Tierney yelling.
So here's how, I don't know if you guys know this, here's how the show's going to work. They're going to have one segment for the 8 seeds, they're going to go to break, and then they're going to do the matchups.
Yeah, that's how you
so that's how it's going.
Hopefully, and then they'll do the phone interview with one of Danowski or Tierney. Maybe Tillman. Maybe Petromano. Definitely not Desko, because he's asleep.
Fun fact, Anish showed this to me 3 weeks ago when we were at Lucy's, this whole script. It's a really good script. Humble brag.
Wait, where is Anish?
I'm sure he's very glad that you're just, you know, blowing up this spot.
Why is this Chris Cotter? Where's Anish? Where's our boy?
Where's Boyle?
Anish is there too. I don't know. I think it's a weird setup.
Did anyone see a Kark's sock game in that tweet from Anish? Anyone? The sock game needed serious work. Not impressed.
Kark's?
Yeah.
Alright, they're at the desk. I can't see the socks. Do they ever show the socks?
No, it was in a tweet from Anish earlier.
Oh. Oh, wait, was it the video?
Chris, mute.
Yeah,
I love Chris, but he's gonna have to be on mute for about like this entire.
Let's get on the record. Everyone's final prediction for the last team in. I'm gonna go with Villanova.
V for Villanova.
Ohio State.
Only other team I could see being it is Ohio State. I think.
All right, I'm like 10 minutes behind y'all, so.
All right, so it's all right if I play spoiler and just read out the teams, because I'm going to be way ahead of you guys.
Whoever's on point, go ahead, because I'm behind. I got Quint right now talking.
I'm not even there.
Well, I'm ahead of everyone, I think. Should I do this?
Okay, it looks like number one seed will be Maryland.
All right, yeah, you're like 2 seconds behind me.
Maryland is number one seed 3 years in a row. It's the first time that's happened since Hop did it 4 in a row. From 0-2 to 0-5.
Syracuse is the 8, Hopkins the 5, Duke the 4.
Hopkins.
What? Screw! Oh my god!
Hopkins the 5, Duke the 4. And Syracuse gets a home game, so I'm halfway expecting Chris to unmute himself, and then we're going to hear nothing but F-bombs, so viewer discretion advised in the following segment.
This is awful already.
Preposterous.
Oh my
I thought
god.
Hopkins at least earned a top 4 bid.
Garbage.
I wouldn't say as high as 2, but I would have said at least 3 or 4.
This is a trash bracket.
The mic is unmuted. Viewer discretion is advised.
Chris, no.
All right, Yale 3, Loyola 6, Notre Dame 7, Albany 2.
Yale is the 3 seed.
Yale is the 3 seed, Chris. And Hopkins is the 5 seed. It's a total joke.
Loyola 6, Notre Dame 7. So Albany Notre Dame rematch at Hofstra could be in the books. The rematch of the 2014
This is a legit joke.
At least they didn't rank Notre Dame too high. I feel Notre Dame at 7 for me is acceptable.
How on earth does Yale swing the 3 seed with
they
the 6
use,
RPI?
They used the eye test this year. That's this is Notre Dame at 7, and
Yale did whoop Dartmouth. I got to give them credit for that. So shout out to them.
That is an absolute
joke. So Denver did. So just to throw it out there, Denver did not get a seat. So they might be going to Notre Dame. Yeah, but I think that sets up Syracuse Cornell as the 8 game. That makes sense.
That's what we were saying. Like Denver really didn't deserve it.
No, to me the eye test really came in handy this year. That's what.
So does that change our perception on the bubble then? Does that give Ohio State benefit then?
I mean, if you're using eye test, I mean, I think Rutgers even, considering the way they're
something's gonna be weird here.
Yeah.
Now here's the thing: does the NCAA want to avoid rematch? This is going to be the clear question for Cornell. It's going to be interesting.
I'm not going to spoil it, but I do know our matchup.
Okay, don't spoil it for the love of God.
Why not? This is good ratings.
No.
My God. How dare you give the Big Ten champion a top?
How can Marissa not hear us? I think everybody else hears.
And a matchup with Duke in the quarterfinal.
I'd make Pop the favorite in that one personally.
After last year, I don't know.
That's they're a lot better than they were.
Yeah, they're a lot better.
Their goalie goes to class this year.
Safe, help, man. This is bad.
This is the way it has to be, Adam.
It's not that terrible of a matchup, though, if you're going up against Duke in the quarterfinals, given I think Hopkins looks a bit better.
I still like the disrespect, you know?
Well, now you got something to light your fire under. Now Hopkins has motivation.
It's the NCAA tournament, Ryan. Like, they didn't have motivation before.
Well, now they got more motivation. You know me. I like my narratives.
Anyhow,
Hopkins has 2 more top 20 wins than Yale, and just, the higher RPI. Yeah.
Hopkins is the only one that bothers me. That's the only one that of these seeds that bothers me.
Yeah, I would put them as a 3 or 4. And, I could see Albany ahead of Hopkins, but
Yale is just.
I would only slide down to 4. It's not like that's completely preposterous. The only one is Hopkins being too low. Yale's only one.
I put Yale 4, Hopkins 3, and Duke 5.
Yeah, that's all I would do is just move Hopkins up 2 and Yale and Duke down 1.
Yeah, but that's the difference between playing like Georgetown or Robert Morris. I mean, it's a pretty big difference there.
I don't know. Hopkins because they're going to send Robert Morris to Albany probably now, right?
Yeah, I can see that. I mean, what? If it's a difference between. I mean, I feel like Duke or Hopkins, one of them is getting Georgetown or Nova. I'm thinking.
Yeah.
If you assume Yale's getting UMass.
Would Loyola also be in play for one of Villanova or Georgetown?
Loyola's getting.
Virginia's got to get one of them.
I think Loyola's getting Virginia.
Yeah, because that wouldn't be a rematch. Oh, no, all 3 of them would be rematches, but.
If Notre Dame, I think they're going to go heavy on rematches just because of the way they've set this up.
Yeah. I mean, UMass to Yale is wide open now.
I'm thinking we're going almost all rematches here.
Do we know which? So Maryland's getting funneled to Navy, obviously.
Yep.
Yeah, so.
And then what are the other sections?
I would imagine Duke would get funneled. No, Albany's definitely going to get funneled to Hofstra. Yale's probably going to get funneled to Hofstra, too, so Duke would get Annapolis. So Hopkins would be going to Annapolis.
Yeah. Damn it. I wanted them to go to Hofstra.
Well, yeah, another year at Syracuse, not in Hofstra, but so it goes. I mean, look, I'm taking the home game, given what it could have been, so can't complain about that, given that they might have not even been.
John Desko getting a home game with this squad, he definitely should be fired. I mean,
they are coming after his head. Only an 8 seed? That's unacceptable for Syracuse. Unacceptable.
The 2 seed lost to UMBC.
Yeah.
So, do we think that maybe Bucknell or Rutgers is going to be in after what we just saw?
I think if it's the eye test,
really
it helps Ohio State more with the eye test then. Because the head-to-head victory 2 weeks
all of them. Head-to-head, they're not. It's not. It doesn't. We do this every year, the head-to-head. It doesn't. They're not going to use that. I just, they don't use that to them.
Oh, man. Safe, they're killing me, man. They're just really killing me here.
I try to choose my words carefully. So.
Oh, now we got an alarm going off somewhere.
That's not me.
It's not me.
I'm on mute now. I'm not.
Okay, so the last team to get an RPI of 11 and be seeded, or worse, 2013 Duke. I'll take that. I mean, Syracuse. If Syracuse makes it past their first round matchup, I don't think we're getting past Maryland. But good to have that antidote, I guess. Right.
The ultimate Syracuse revenge game, if that happens. Syracuse, Maryland.
They put all the blue blood
2 years
played,
ago.
We played multiple times since then, and we've beaten you up.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. From what?
Yeah, but this time you have a Syracuse transfer. Well, actually, you have another one.
They put all the blue bloods in one half of the bracket: Maryland, Duke, Hopkins, Syracuse.
If they did this season, and then just so we go to Annapolis. Loyola, Notre Dame, that's the reason. Oh my God!
What's the reason?
No, is it right so that we go to Annapolis? Is that why we're five? Is it a three?
No, I think you're five.
No, if you were a three, you'd still be going to Annapolis. The top four seeds get If you played Yale, you would have been stuck going to Hofstra if Yale was like a four seed, but...
No, I think this was simply they felt Albany, Yale, and Duke were better. I don't... That's my... Now, whether you agree with that or not is up to you, but I think this was down to they used the eye test way more than people thought. I mean, because look, Notre Dame by the numbers, you know, top four or five, and they went to seven. I think them going to seven was they didn't look good for, you
until
know, good
2 weeks
part.
Left in the season.
The eye test shows that Hopkins is better than Yale easily.
Yeah,
so
it does.
The numbers and the eye test, I'm just confused.
The eye test, what, like clearly? You're clearly better than Yale?
Oh, come on. Resume alone.
I'm not talking resume. I'm talking just the eye test clearly shows that Hopkins is clearly better than Yale.
I mean, did Hopkins not just beat Maryland pretty
clearly? Yes, you did. I'm not denying that as a point. I mean, I'm not saying Hopkins isn't a great team. I'm just saying, I don't know. I'm not like the idea that, oh, yeah, like it's going to, like by the eye test, an abomination. They're seeded two spots below Yale. No, I don't think so.
All right, here we go. We got the bracket being revealed. So Maryland's going to get the playing game. So hi, Canisius. Hi, Richmond. You know what would be nice?
They did
it. Canisius Robert Morris!
Wow.
They gave Robert Morris the playing game.
That's disgraceful.
That's
wow.
Cool.
Who's getting Richmond then?
That would likely be...
Duke?
Oh my God.
Duke always has problems with Richmond, though. Syracuse... I'm going to... By the way, it would be nice if they put the playing game on ESPN3 or something so we could watch it instead of going to Timbuktu to find it.
It's on ESPNU.
No,
the playing
the
game?
No. The playing game. By the way, noon Eastern, what day? Is it Saturday or Sunday? That's important-ish.
Probably Sunday. That's where we've been the last two
years. Syracuse is going to play Sunday at 7:30. I know that.
Yeah, why do they always make us wait?
We got Cuse Cornell.
Okay, Cornell. Yeah, Syracuse Cornell. 7:15 Sunday. Central
if
New York Army.
If Cuse can't put a bunch of people in the dome on Sunday night against Cornell.
Nah. How do you know it's Sunday? Oh, because it's at night?
Yeah, it's Sunday night. Yep, if Syracuse hosts it.
And graduation.
It's always Sunday
night.
Are all these games on Sunday?
Maryland
Syracuse
is
definitely
Sunday.
Syracuse is definitely
G-Town.
Sunday.
Oh, my God.
Hopkins, Georgetown. The despicable
Oh,
my God.
The Meteor game.
Safe, help me out here, man. Help me.
I literally just said I don't want to play Georgetown.
I need your help here.
20 minutes away. This is a horrible bracket.
I knew it. Ugh. Duke is really going to get Richmond.
We just got the Cornell news.
Okay, so yeah, Maryland, Sunday, 12 p.m. ESPNU. Same with Cuse Cornell, 7:15 Sunday.
Is Hopkins Sunday or Saturday?
I haven't seen it yet.
Hopkins is at 5 o'clock. doesn't say what day.
Yeah, I know. Tell us the day.
I've got the. I'm looking at the NCAA Twitter page.
So. Villanova, Duke.
Duke Villanova.
Ooh, that's
last. That's it. That's the big.
So Villanova is in. Pop goes the bubble.
Hopkins Georgetown is Sunday at five, and Duke Villanova is Saturday at 2:15.
All right. So Villanova is your last team in. Big East is going to have more teams in this tournament than the Big Ten. Who the hell thought that was going to happen?
Oh, my God. Like,
that is kind of preposterous, but here we are. Well, you never know. They might give Denver the boot, given how unpredictable
that'd
this
be hilarious. That would be hilarious. I hope they do. They're not going to. But that
they're
would
not
going to
do. Yeah, we'll get greatest, you to ask. We all called that one.
That'd be the greatest moment of my entire existence if Denver got left out.
Yale, UMass, we all knew that was going to happen. That's the most obvious, besides Cornell, Syracuse.
Albany getting the 2 seed and Richmond, they really want Albany in the Final Four, don't they? Really got to go with the narrative here.
No. Loyola, Virginia, another predictable one.
Not surprised.
So Notre Dame, Denver again. Unless it's Notre Dame, Ohio State. So is Loyola Virginia going to live up to the over-under of 30?
Yale UMass is the first game of the weekend, and Loyola Virginia is your Yale UMass first game of the weekend. Loyola Virginia is your Saturday night. Yeah.
At Ridley, that's exactly why we're proponents for a Saturday night lacrosse.
Saturday night at Ridley is that could get spunky.
Ooh.
Notre Dame, Denver. Okay. Everybody's favorite.
So that means it's going to be
Albany
and who?
Richmond.
Richmond?
Yeah, Robert Morris got the plane.
So that's going to be a flight? Okay. So they did do they did place Robert Morris on the drive before the flight.
Yes, which is stupid, but yeah, that's what they did because Buffalo and Pittsburgh, not too big of a hike. So, that's your bracket.
Oh,
wow.
I'm just disgusted right now.
Oh, my God.
That bottom half of the bracket is like Virginia's the only blue blood. I know Loyola has a title, and I know Notre Dame.
The top half of the bracket is so much better.
Gauntlet, baby.
We got Maryland, Cuse, Cornell,
Maryland, Cuse,
Hopkins,
Cornell,
Georgetown.
Hopkins, Georgetown, yeah.
Throwing it back to 1970. Maryland, Cuse, Cornell, Hopkins. Yeah, that's...
Cornell, too.
That's I said Cornell, Ryan. Oh.
So, who do we think was the first team out? Would have been Bucknell or Rutgers?
They're saying Rutgers in the order of the graphic, at
least. Oh, my God.
Rutgers last team.
Love it.
First team
I don't think that graphic means...
I love it.
I don't know if they're just going in order to screw with us, or...
That would be unbelievable.
I don't think that's like an official thing.
Yeah,
they just have three teams.
Yeah, here's three teams. Throw off the graphic. No rhyme or reason or order.
Wow.
Wait, we hear. I guess we're getting the selection committee explanation here, I think.
Your times for the games, just to run it down. Yale UMass is your first game on Saturday at 12 p.m. Your second game Saturday is Duke Villanova at 2:15 p.m. on ESPNU. Sorry, not ESPN. Albany Richmond, ESPNU Saturday at 5. Nightcap Saturday, Loyola Virginia. Sunday noon, ESPNU Maryland versus the winner of the playing game. Notre Dame Denver Sunday at 2:15 on ESPNU. Hopkins Georgetown is 5 p.m. ESPNU Sunday. And then, of course, Cuse Cornell. On Sunday night.
That Texas Syracuse home NCAA tournament game Sunday night.
Sunday
I'd love
night.
For them one year to just be like, yeah, brother.
Yeah, don't do graduate. Yeah, don't do graduation on opening. Yeah, one year. Don't do graduation on first round weekend for once. It sounds like John Hart, the selection committee chair, said that. I think he said Ohio State was the first team out.
Really?
So we got a possible TD Ireland Trevor Baptiste matchup in the quarterfinal.
Wow.
Yeah, because Denver against Notre Dame.
What's the most interesting like matchup I think you could get out of this?
I mean, if Cuse and Cornell can play how they have in their best games, and given that it's a rivalry,
no, I'm talking like going looking forward, like
looking
finals.
Forward. Probably Duke Hopkins.
I mean, Duke Hopkins. We saw it last year. I think it'd be a
better edition of obviously. Yeah.
Denver Albany would be, that'd be really interesting. Cornell Maryland.
Yale would be fun, probably.
That could be.
Yeah, that could be fun. Yale Virginia could be fun too, because Virginia just doesn't play. They just play fast. But I mean, I don't know. Yeah.
Notre Dame Albany again.
They have their history.
Yeah, Notre Dame Albany at Hofstra again would be quite the spectacle.
Yeah, that would be. Yeah, they did set us up for, I mean, like things we've seen. I mean, we've seen Maryland Cuse plenty of times in the tournament. Seen Duke Hopkins last year. Notre Dame Denver, obviously, we've seen that plenty of times every year. You see Notre Dame Albany, if they play, that'd be the. So yeah, theme here.
The return of Cornell, Maryland. The time-honored tradition makes its return.
Yeah. The thing I see here is there's no. We always talk about upsets. I don't know. There's not an obvious that like Towson, Penn State last year was an obvious. Yeah, that looks like an upset. Here, I mean Georgetown, like. I could see Georgetown beating Hopkins, but I don't think it's like Hopkins is ripe for
an upset. Yeah. One other point, Hart just said that they looked at the common body of work, and Syracuse was 3-1 against common opponents compared to Cornell or something like that. I don't know.
But they lost.
They lost it directly. Yeah. He explained all
that.
Oh yeah, Cornell had the better RPI and the head-to-head win, but you know Syracuse had the better record against common opponents. What? Here's the solution. Just neutral site that and send it to SUNY Cortland at Chugger Davis Field. Make both teams meet halfway. Play it in Cortland. That's the fairest thing to do.
Yeah, Cuse getting the game over Cornell, that's
weird.
I mean,
it kind of just like spits in the face of logic when Cornell holds the advantage in every
better RPI.
Better RPI, better Cornell record, head to head, the conference championship.
I mean, Cuse had the number one strength of schedule. That's probably what they do.
Oh, God.
There are going to be people out there who hate Syracuse getting the home game. And I'm just saying, I don't blame you, but I'm also like, I don't know, like, did any of these teams really deserve it? And like, in the eight, you know? I mean, it's like, I don't know. Like, if Cornell hadn't lost to Princeton a week ago.
I'm surprised by his explanation about Cuse, but we're happy about it, apparently.
I mean, if Denver would have, you know, not screwed up in the Big East tournament again, they would have gotten a seed and we wouldn't be having this debate and would have been, okay, yeah, Cornell goes on the road, Syracuse goes on the road, but I mean, that's the other thing is Robert, as Quint's talking about now, Robert Morris getting sent to the playing game is like kind of a slap in the face. I know it's travel stuff going, but I mean, Robert Morris deserved better than a playing game, I think.
Yeah, all due respect to Richmond. Robert Morris is better than Richmond.
Yeah. Can we just get rid of the flight rules entirely?
Quinn's calling for the robots. Yeah, so Hart said that why Cuse is hosting Cornell. Quite frankly, Cornell had a couple of bad losses to Colgate and Princeton. So I guess they were counting Princeton as a bad loss.
The Colgate one is for sure.
Yeah, Colgate's definitely.
Cuse also doesn't have any losses outside the top 20 RPI.
Yeah, no, that's. I don't know. You're doing it based off of.
Yeah. Can't wait for the NHL 18 tournament that's going to happen in about 20 minutes that Chris is going to be doing play-by-play for. So, how are we going to kill 35 minutes on this show?
Go by each matchup, I guess. We'll wait for the show to end, I guess, and we'll have some players maybe talk about.
We don't have to go 35.
We don't have to go 35, but it would be nice to go 35. We do have some players here.
Yeah, and we can see what coaches they interview ahead of Danowski.
What's the matchup that we're overall surprised about?
Well, I guess
just not including seeding. So Syracuse Cornell doesn't count because
yeah, it's none,
not the really eight. Any of them. Maybe just Albany Richmond, really, because we all thought it was going to be Albany.
Because it's Canisius RMU.
Yeah, that's really the only big surprise one. Everything else, I mean, yeah, Denver, save a flight, Notre Dame, boom, because Notre Dame, you're going to need a flight anyway, boom. Virginia, we had a feeling it was going to Loyola, boom. UMass Yale was written in the stars, boom.
Hold on, I have a call from John Desko. Give me 1 second.
All right. Central, yeah, Cornell's right up the road from Syracuse, boom. Georgetown's right up the road from Hopkins, boom. So not really any surprises, but
Denver getting. If you ask me at this point of the year, who should like deserve the easier matchup, Georgetown or Denver? It's Georgetown. I mean, beating by 5 goals, you know. I think Georgetown deserves the matchup against Notre Dame better than Denver does. But again, we're in 2018, and this committee's still doing crap based off of geography. So
I guess Denver was the second to last team in, right? Because Syracuse got seeded.
I don't know. I mean, that when you consider the geography factor, that.
But I mean, if given that they seeded Syracuse, that means. I mean,
yeah, they might have been. Cause
Virginia was the second to last team in, I think.
I think Virginia still would have been in if they.
Because, I mean, Virginia had the head-to-head
against. It's interesting to.
I was going to say Virginia had the head-to-head against Syracuse, but then they gave Syracuse a home game against Cornell against the face of everything. So.
Well, Virginia, Syracuse beat Virginia, too.
Yeah, that, too.
No. Head-to-head, just, it's not. They don't really care.
How are they not going to put Maryland and Hopkins a possible rubber game, third game in the finals? It would come in the final four.
Because this is why. This is what I was trying to make the point before.
Go.
The 1-8, 5-4 seed, like, they want a Maryland, Syracuse, Hop, Duke, and Navy Marine Corps Stadium quarterfinal.
Yeah, that's just,
that's the dream foursome. And then, like,
that breaks the quarterfinal record easily.
Yeah. That's why Hop can't be a 3 seed, which they deserve. Because, like, yeah, then they made
four.
But
the 4, what does it matter? I mean, 4 or 5 difference, really?
Yeah. My point is, like, they should have been 4 at the lowest. And
no, I think Hopkins should have been a 2 or 3. They should have been.
But if they were a 3, you got a rivalry game against Loyola or Virginia. So, I mean, you're still going to have a big rivalry game in the quarterfinals. Even if it's not Maryland, you're going to have a Street Derby or a.
Annapolis. That's the thing. Yeah, sure. I'm sure that's probably going to do well.
Yeah, but Hopkins, like, Hopkins would have been in Annapolis regardless.
If they were a 2 or 3, they would have been as sure.
No, because they'd be the top 4 seeds get preference on
Ryan,
the site.
Ryan, I'm legitimately looking at the printable bracket right now.
Ryan is right. They would change the sites. If Hopkins was the 2 seed, they would change it so that Hopkins would be at Annapolis.
Yeah,
Would they send Maryland to? I mean, they probably just.
Yeah, the top 4 seeds get the preference on location. So Hopkins would still be going to Annapolis if they were top 4 seed.
Oh, I put it down to what I said, and it's you can disagree with it if you want, and I'm sure Adam's safe will. I think they looked at it as they thought Albany, Duke, and Yale were better teams than Hopkins. By how much? I'm not. That's my guess.
That's fine, but the guy just went on TV and said it was all about the numbers, which clearly he's lying.
Doesn't make sense.
Yeah, look, just, if it's an eye test, say it.
I agree.
If it's going to be an eye test, say it. Like, that's fine, but like, don't buy and say it's about the numbers.
Cornell, baby.
This is NCAA. If you trust what the NCAA selection committee do tells you on TV, I mean, we do this with the basketball every year. It's not like they're telling you; they're just giving you lip service because they need to. Like
everything last team is fine.
Syracuse last team in. How did they get in over a mid-major? Well, the real answer is they want to know the people in Dayton, but
we'll the answer. Look, the answer is this: they choose, and this is true for every sport. They choose their brackets, and then they put in the data to justify it. This is we thought these are the top eight teams in this order, and we're gonna pick and choose the data from here and here, and you know that's how we justify it. Like I don't think this is a data-driven process necessarily, or this is an eye test-driven process necessarily. This is who we think is best, and we're gonna use whatever we got.
Where's Chris in this show?
Give it to
the team.
They just showed a tweet of Syracuse reacting to it. I couldn't find Chris though.
I was behind. I was sitting, obviously.
I thought you were gonna be.
But hey, we all caught it on this live podcast because no one else did. Because one, I all decided to have nothing, and the other, another one is doing it on Instagram. So, yeah, we are the best at this, by the way. And most of the guys have already left. Three guys are still in here.
Interview.
Interviews. Tweet Anisha, shout us out or something. I don't know.
Well, if Anisha ever shows up on this telecast.
That's right, Chris. We saw that a minute ago. Do you want an other sports update while we're in commercial?
No.
Alrighty.
I got nothing else. I'm exhausted.
Yeah, I am so bummed out right now. I'm like, I'm legitimately angry.
This Hopkins thing is.
And
like
I feel bad because I really like Georgetown, and I don't want to be in this position. Like,
you like every team. You feel bad no matter who we beat.
Unless it's Yale or Duke.
Like, this whole season, I was like, I wanted us to play Yale. Oh my God, a second round quarterfinal match.
Well, hey, you get a matchup in the quarterfinals with Duke, and then you know.
And yeah, and before the whole Yale obsession happened, you hated Duke.
I didn't hate Duke as well. Both I don't hate Yale, but
you
like
confidently said on the podcast, you were certain Denver was beating Duke.
I thought that was money in the bank.
You thought Albany was going to upset Yale.
That was short rest, so that doesn't count. Man, I'm so bummed right now. All right, are we out of here?
By the way, Syracuse getting in the women's side, playing Princeton in the playing game, and then they'll play
Princeton in the playing game? Oh, crap.
Did the Hopkins women get in?
The Rhine?
I think so.
God, they're trying
who
to.
Who got the one in the women? Did Stony Brook?
Stony Brook did.
Actually credited Stony Brook. Good for them.
What? I'm convinced they did that just like Yale getting the two and Stony Brook the one this year is the. We all just shut up now.
Skyler just said Stony Brook's a five.
Since the first, then DC.
Yeah, Skyler just said they're five.
No way.
Yeah.
What bracket are you reading?
They gave them the five?
Yeah, they're going to play the winner of Penn State. Four seed.
That's unconscionable. That's four just.
BC, right?
Four
Chris,
seed.
Chris, how did you think Stony Brook was
the
one?
BC to play Princeton or Syracuse.
What?
Chris, get us an interview. Let's go.
That was Brad Voigt. I think he's just leaving right now. Brad, what do you think about the bracket? He said no comment.
They learned their lesson from last year.
I mean, he was there last year anyways. He just gave, like, a quick, like, generic interview.
Isn't he the one who came on last? Yeah, that's what
he was last. Bombear was, like, the great one because he was just a typical hockey interview. Jamie Chinbroli, what do you think about this, the eight seed? There we go.
Your discretion advised, baby.
All I heard was the money game.
Yeah, all I heard was money, baby.
No, I heard
that's the F-bomb. You had an F-bomb in there.
Yes. Boy, thank God. God bless you.
Thank you, Trevally, for the great interview. No NHL tournament tonight.
Everyone left. I mean, it's also exams.
John Desko laid down the law, y'all. It's time for bets.
Yeah, it's time for bets. So Stony Brook, BC in the women's tournament would be a quarterfinal.
Stony Brook getting the five and BC a four.
They should have been. It's the both worst top three seeds.
Ever. Stony Brook getting the five is like when they didn't put Bucknell back in the tournament back in
1996. Started out the conference era, in my opinion.
All right.
My God, Stony Brook is a five and Boston College is a four. They both should have been top three seeds. That is ridiculous.
I'm gonna go complain on Lax Power, but
aggressively getting angrier.
That's it for me tonight. So
thank you, Adam.
Adam, who's your final four?
Yeah, I got to do your final four.
All right. Let me look at this. Wait, where's the bracket? Somebody show me the bracket. Maryland top, Loyola, Notre Dame.
Cool.
All right.
You want to go safe?
Yeah, Notre Dame, Loyola, Hopkins, Maryland.
I'll go Maryland, Hopkins, Yale, and then Albany. I'll go chalk this year.
I'll go Mario, or are you going to go Ryan?
You go,
All right. I want to go Syracuse, but I'm not. I'm going to go Maryland. I'm going to go Hopkins. Thank God we have a semifinal, the rivalry match instead of a championship game, but I'll take that. Virginia and Notre Dame.
It's interesting. Yeah, Virginia's looking hot.
Is better than this Hopkins Maryland in semis? Because if I come to Boston, it'll definitely just be for Saturday. So I might as well get the
game. Providence. Really well. Reminder that
at least you're coming up.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm gonna go Maryland, Hopkins, Yale, and Albany. I know I'm sounding like everybody else. At least on first look, I'll have to think about it, but give me that.
I don't know. I mean, that's what I'll go with. All right. Well.
All right.
Should we drop the scoop for this week?
Yeah. So Tuesday we have a surprise guest. Shall we drop it or do we make everybody wait an extra two nights?
We're dropping it.
Let the dragon breathe.
We are going to get a legend, whether it's when he played for Princeton. No, it is not Tommy Davis. Don't worry. That'll be a future little boxes.
To the
preview.
Point.
He's a legend. He's a legend on TV.
It's
and he's
Ryan
a legend. And he's a legend in his own company, too. It is Ryan Boyle.
Shout out Trilogy Lacrosse, the criminally underutilized Ryan Boyle, Princeton royalty. Really super excited to have him on the pod on Tuesday. Look for that. Probably get that up Wednesday night or something. You know, pretty quick. But it's going to be a really great show. He's going to be getting a little bit about his background, his time as a ESPN guy, and everything in between. So, you know, we're so happy to land Ryan. So, really excited.
They gave James Madison the 3 seed in the women's tournament, and Maryland the 1 seed.
Maryland rules everything, as per usual.
Why do we even do bracketology posts?
Man, Stony Brook, I'm so sorry, Stony Brook. That's just, wow. That's, wow. I mean, like, if you wanted to put him at the 2, because, you know, Maryland had the better. I mean, going undefeated.
Where was Stony Brook?
That's just,
wow. Wait, where was Stony Brook?
The 5. You said they were the 1.
Are you kidding? Oh my! Oh my!
They're the five. God. Maryland's the one.
Maryland, the one. It's fine. Jeez. Stony Brook is.
The NCAA is total trash.
On that note, we'll wrap things up a bit. So, given that it's the NCAA tournament, you want to follow us at college_cross on Twitter as well as Instagram. And, of course, if you're watching on this, you know our Facebook page. Hit that like button so you get all the news and stuff as soon as it drops. And collegecross.com, your one-stop shorts for everything in the men's and women's NCAA tournaments. You can also follow each of us on Twitter. I'm at RyanMcD29.
I'm at CF Jastrzemski.
At ATVS_JakeMazar.
Adam is at A. Epstein. I am not on Twitter. You can find me on Instagram, Eric Ryan Barrister.
And
yes. Also, may I follow Skyler because he's going to be our women's guy at Skyler J. Gilbert.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're going to probably get him on for the following week for the quarterfinals. We're going to try and fit him in as well to get a little bit of a women's lacrosse special.
Absolutely. You should just follow Skyler in general.
Yes.
He's just a good follow.
That too.
Mm-hmm. And so as we said, so Tuesday night we're going to get Ryan Boyle in, and we'll probably do our predictions for the first round in as well on Tuesday night. So that'll be our normal mainline crosscast. And we'll look forward to seeing you then.
Well, it's a pleasure.
All right, so for all of us here at College Cross, thanks so much for listening to us. It was fun joining on and getting some feedback and everything. And look, be on the lookout for us all week long.
I'd like to thank special guest Jamie Pierboli for coming on as well for the few words that he had.
One of them in F-bomb.
Couple.
Stay hydrated.
All right. Take care, everybody. Stay hydrated.